This is the Fulham Podcast on the Football Hour.
That's right, you're listening to the Fulham Podcast on the Football Hour. I'm your host, Dom Betts, and let's get straight into the podcast. So, straight back down to earth it is. We lost 5-0 to Brighton last Friday night after I predicted us to win 2-1. This is just an unacceptable result. I mean, I wouldn't have been mad if we lost, I know, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, 3-2. But 5-0 in any game in this division, for me, is unacceptable. In any division, really, unless you're, like, at the bottom of League 2 and you're playing, like, the team who's going for promotion. But, like, losing 5-0 is just not acceptable. This is, like, what would happen pretty much every week the season we got relegated. And the annoying thing is that we were playing so well, but I think it's just brought us back down to earth and made us realise where we are in comparison to the teams who are aiming to get back to the Premier League this season, or not, maybe not get back but get to the Premier League, such as Brighton, such as Middlesbrough, Burnley, Hull, Derby, those sort of teams. We're nowhere near them. So I'm hoping that, you know, we get third time lucky this summer in the third summer clear out. And I mean, because, you know, McGatt and Simmons have both been unacceptable and unsuccessful in their failures in the transfer market, in rebuilding our squad in the summer. They've both failed. I mean, barring the McCormack and Kearney signings, hasn't really been anything that I've seen that's impressed me with both their clear outs. Hopefully, Djukanovic, I do have hope in him that he can get it right, third time lucky, and then we can push for playoffs next season.
Remember to visit our website, thefootballhour.com, for all our latest podcasts and articles.
Moving on Tuesday night, we drew 1-1 with Ipswich, and everyone's saying, oh, I'm happy with a point, I would have taken a point before the game, but that's not the point, excuse the pun. Because, like, yes, you may take the point before the game, but that's before you've looked and analysed the game, and we shouldn't have drawn this. We should have taken 3 points, and that would have relegated MK Dons, which made me a lot happier, coming from around the Wimbledon area. But before the Dembele goal, Ipswich hadn't even had a shot on target. Their shot on target wasn't until a few minutes after our goal, so that just says it in there, really, to be honest. And we once again sat back and defended and failed in this, because we know we can't do this, so why do it? Just continue with the way we're playing. It's got us a goal. It could possibly get us another goal. It's just playing very poorly. But what do? We take off McCormack, bring on Kearney. I know he's not a defender, but he's still one less striker. I mean, it's nice to see Kearney back. But it just changes our players' mindset and saying, oh, we're sitting back now. We need to just not get forward. Just defend from deep. And I just didn't like this. Just if we continued the way we were playing, which, I mean, wasn't great, but we got us a goal. So if we continue playing like that, we maybe wouldn't have conceded this goal, because the mindset wouldn't have changed. And obviously, Dan Burn gets captain armband, and what happens 30 seconds later, we concede a goal. And then lastly, touching this game, it was nice to see Sean Hutchison play, because I rate him above Dan Burn. I think most Fulham fans do, because Dan Burn's so slow, he often gets caught out. But Hutchison, I mean, he's not the greatest defender in the league, but he's got pace about him and can help him get out of bad situations. And I just think he's a better defender all round. I mean, that showed in the beginning of the season. I mentioned this in my podcast a couple of weeks ago of Joe Bartram, that is. I think that was maybe 3 weeks ago now. But I mean, you know, against Brighton, he did a foul that lost us the game, but it wasn't a penalty in the end. So it was a free kick and they missed a free kick. It would have been a good foul to give away, a professional foul, I guess you could say.
We are now available on iTunes. Just search The Football Hour on the iTunes store and subscribe to receive all our latest podcasts straight away.
Third thing I'm going to talk about is we've got a lot of players whose contracts are expiring this summer. So I'm just going to go through them and what my prediction is for each player and what will happen to them. Dembele's going, we know it. He would have signed the contract by now, and he's talked about wanting to leave in January, so he's obviously going to go now. But the good thing is, I read earlier that we could get around £8 million via tribunal because of his age, because obviously he's only 19, 20 years old. I think he's 19 years old because he's a month younger than me, and I turn 20 on Tuesday. So yeah, he'll be turning 20 next month, so we could get up to £8 million via tribunal. The teams linked to him are the likes of Manchester United and Tottenham. And then we've got loanees who are going to be leaving in Zachariah Labyad, who hasn't really featured. I don't know why Djukanovic got him in. We got Luke Garber. I don't know why he'd come to us on a permanent or another loan deal. He hasn't played consistently this season. Got Michael Maddow, who I hope to get on a permanent deal, but I'll talk about him in a second. Then we got Rohan Ince, who I'd like to get as well. Chris Baird, he hasn't really done anything since he's come in. He's just an ex-player, which I like, because I've always loved Chris Baird, but I just didn't see the point in bringing him in. I know, just for rotation purposes and squad purposes, but You know, we haven't replayed him. Joe Lewis, who's only played a couple of games all season. The only ones I'd try get on a permanent are Madelyn Ince, because they're the only ones I've been impressed with. I mean, Ince has been immense as he come in. I mean, he came in, had his debut, then didn't play for about a month, I think. Then he came back in and just has been one of our best players, along with Scott Parker and Ross McCormack in the last month. And also, I just realised that Michael Maddle has a buying option on his loan deal, so I'm hoping Djukanovic takes it up, because he's been, well, not immense, but he's been obviously better than Dan Burn and possibly better than Tim Ream, which is steaming out a push since he's come in. So I'd like to see him, because he's another ball-playing centre-back like Amor Bieta. Then we have Kaczyniklić. I'd like to keep him because I like him and he's been at the club so long. I'd like to see him get a testimonial. I think he's only like 4 or 5 years away, so he's halfway there. But I think he's going to go because he's hinted at it on social media, I believe, and he hasn't featured at all under Slavisa Djukanovic. I think he's been stuck in the under-21s for the last 6 months. Then you've got O'Hara and Byrne. I don't think I need to say anything. If you listen to the podcast every week, you know what my opinion was on them. They have to go. They're both League One quality players, and if you disagree, you're wrong. They're both League One. Dan Byrne at a push could be League Two quality. Then we have Hyman and Scott Parker. I'm sort of quite surprised Parker hasn't signed a new contract, because he's always talked about being like stayed on and becoming a coach, and this has been hinted at by Djukanovic and Parker. So I think Parker will sign a deal, and I hope Hyman does, because I really, really rate Hyman, as I said last week. Then we have Hutchinson, who I thought wouldn't get a contract extension, but he did play on Tuesday night, so it is a possibility. Like, Slavisa Djukanovic does acknowledge him in the squad, and he also has a one-year extension option, so he wouldn't need to like go and talk for a contract. We just sort of press a button and his year extension on his contract would happen. Then we have Jesse Joronen. I mean, I like Jesse Joronen. I mean, he's got a great chant, but I'd let him go just for the good of his career, because Bettinelli's going to be on number one for years to come, and you know, we should just let Jesse Joronen go just so he can become a number one at another club.
You can listen to all our latest podcasts on our Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/thefootballhour.
Lastly, moving on to my prediction for the Nottingham Forest game tomorrow, I'm going to go for a 2-0 Fulham win. I'm actually confident in this, where Brighton last week I was just being optimistic, I guess you could say. And I mean, we won this game 3-2 last year. For us, we've only won one game of their last nine, so we do have a great, great opportunity to win here. My team, or what I think Djukanovic will play, I mean, my team, what I'd pick personally is obviously different, but my prediction in relation to what Djukanovic has been playing recently, I might go for something like this. With Marcus Bettinelli in goal, obviously, because he's just better than Lonergan. Then we have Richard Stearman, Michael Maddle, Amor Bieta, and Tim Ream in defence. Then there's a possibility of a diamond being played in midfield with Kearney going back in, so you could have Ince like being the anchor man. Then you could have Parker and Tunnicliffe in the midfield, and Parker could be the anchor man, and Ince could be more attacking midfield wise, not attacking, but you know, like the wide narrow players basically. And then you have Tom Kearney at number 10. Great to see him back. He's my favourite player in the team, I'd say, ahead of McCormack. And then obviously up front with McCormack, you'd have Moussa Dembele. And I think we can win this game easily if we play like we did against Cardiff, like we did against Preston, like we did against MK Dons. We could easily win this game, so I'm going for a 2-0 win here.
The Football Hour, Wednesdays 6 till 7 on Smoke Radio.
So yeah, guys, thanks for listening. Drop me a follow on Twitter at @Dominum_. Drop the Football Hour Twitter at The Football Hour. And I'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts.